this the final Sunday of Advent. As is our custom, we're going to go with the flow. So the children are going to be participating. We're going to sing two songs and let them participate as soon as possible. They're quite excited. Please turn to number 678 for our invocation. 678. Please join me in reading. Come, Child of Bethlehem, make your presence known to us, and dwell in our midst as we worship. Come, servant king, teach us the ways of your kingdom, and make our hearts your throne. From brother of all, show us the meaning of our humanity. Go before us and lead us to God. Bring us to the fullness of your kingdom. Amen. We've been lighting the Advent candles one by one, and this brings us to the final candle of Advent, a candle of hope. A candle which reminds us that there is a light shining in the darkness, whether the darkness is the shortest day of the year, whether the darkness is the darkness of the soul. There's a light that came into the world, that there is a darkness, but the darkness could not overcome the light. I'll now have Janet Bolt do the first reading of the morning.
The Risk of Burden by Madeline Engel. This is no time for a child to be born, with the earth betrayed by war and hate, and a comet slashing the sky to warn that time runs out and the sun burns late. That was no time for a child to be born, in a land in the crushing grip of Rome. Honor and truth were trampled by scorn, yet here did the Savior make his home. When is the time for love to be born? The inn is full on planet Earth, and by a comet the sky is torn. Yet love still takes the risk of birth.
We can turn to number 104, Of the Father's Love Begotten.
The Word was first. The Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God, in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life. And the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness could not put it out. The life light was the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world. The world was there through him, and yet the world did not even notice. He came to his own people, but they did not want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed, and would do what he said, he made those to be their true selves, their child of God selves. These are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. Hymn number 412. Should I? The Advent Sunday prayer for this morning. Eternal God, this day is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. As we have known the revelation of that light on earth, bring us to see the splendor of your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Isaiah, which the bass is sung so convincingly last Sunday. For those who weren't here, all of the basses in the congregation sang "The People That Walked in Darkness" from Messiah. It was a little darker than it was supposed to be. But the piano kept us on, kind of. Another reading so important to this Advent time, talking again about light and darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Number 211. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, Ave, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary is greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "Be it to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Number 180. blue homespun and the bend of my breast keep warm this small, hot, naked star fallen into my arms. Rest, you who have come so far. Now nearness satisfies the body of God sweetly. Quiet he lies, whose vigor hurled the universe. He sleeps, whose eyelids have not closed before. His breath, so slight it seems no breath at all, once ruffled the dark deeps to sprout a world. Charmed by doves' voices, the whisper of straw, he dreams, hearing no music from his other spheres. Breath, mouth, ears, eyes, he is curtailed, who overflowed all skies, all years. Older than eternity, now he is new. Now native to earth as I am, nailed to my poor planet, caught that I might be free, blind in my womb to know my darkness ended, brought to this birth for me to be newborn, and for him to see me mended, I must see him torn. Reading from Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Verse 1 of hymn number 191. Issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
For
Christ is born of Mary, and Gabriel above. While mortals with the angels sleep, there watch
shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." Number 196. The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. In each heart lies a Bethlehem, an inn where we must ultimately answer whether there is room or not. When we are Bethlehem bound, we experience our own advent in His. When we are Bethlehem bound, we can no longer look the other way, conveniently not seeing stars, not hearing angel voices. We can no longer excuse ourselves by busily tending our sheep or our kingdoms. this Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. In the midst of shopping sprees, let's ponder in our hearts the gift of gifts. Through the tinsel, let's look for the gold of the Christmas star. In the excitement and confusion, in the merry chaos, let's listen for the brush of angels' wings. This Advent, let's go to Bethlehem and find our kneeling places. Meanwhile, stand and sing number 197. To page 714. We'll ask the boys and men to read the first line and the girls and women to read the second line, so forth. He was the Son of God.
He was the Son of Man.
He came down from heaven.
He was born in a stable.
Kings came to his cradle.
His first home was a grave.
He was born to be a king.
He was a child of Mary.
He was the greatest among rulers.
He was the least among servants.
He was loved and honored.
He was despised and rejected.
He was gentle and loving.
He made many enemies.
He counseled perfection.
He was a friend of sinners.
He was a joyful companion.
He was a man of sorrows.
He said, rejoice.
He said, repent.
Love God with all your heart.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Don't be anxious.
Count the cost.
Deny yourself.
Ask and receive.
In him was life.
He died on a cross.
He was a historic person.
He lives today.
He was Jesus of Nazareth.
He is the Christ of the Lord.
Hymn number 201. God entered into our world not with the crushing impact of unbearable glory, but in the way of weakness, vulnerability, and need. On a wintry night in an obscure cave, the infant Jesus was a humble, naked, helpless God who needed us. The Word was made flesh, and the Son of God took the initiative to enter our broken world and limp through life with us. This Emmanuel, truly God with us, is the great hope, the great grace of Christmas. We now want to have a... Thou Son of the Most High, Prince of Peace, be born again into our world. Wherever there is war in this world, wherever there is pain, wherever there is loneliness, wherever there is no hope, come, thou long-expected one, with healing in thy wings. Holy child, whom the shepherds and the kings and the dumb beasts adored, be born again. Wherever there is boredom, wherever there is fear of failure, wherever there is temptation too strong to resist, wherever there is bitterness of heart, come, thou blessed one, with healing in thy wings. Savior, be born in us, who raise our faces to thy face, not knowing fully who we are or who thou art, only knowing that thy love is beyond our knowing, and that no other has the power to make us whole. Come, Lord Jesus, to each who longs for thee. Even though we may have forgotten thy name, come quickly. Amen. Number 212. Please stand. O gracious God, whose word has come among us in the Holy Child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith brilliantly illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and deeds, through him who is Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace.